We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find our friend Bob Walk. Bob is brought to you by Greenwalt Roofing. They're more than great roofs, and by Community Bank, moving forward, building a stronger community. Bob, how are you today?
Good, Joe. How are you guys doing?
We couldn't be better. Have you made any headway? I know last time you were, was it the rotunda? What did you call the thing that you were trying to fix up the last time we talked?
Rotunda is a little severe for the term. I think it's a, I don't know. I call it the tent. It's just, it's a thing that makes shade in the backyard. I'm not sure what you would, it's really, a, I don't know, not pagoda. There's a term for it. I don't remember. Well, but today I'm doing mulch and power washing the concrete around the swimming pool. So.
Well, the important thing that came out of that conversation was you were up on a ladder working on it, that Ron and I may someday do a show from there. You would have free beer for Ron and some Diet Coke for me. Can we do a show there someday?
Oh yeah, sure. No problem.
Ron?
As long as he has the free beer, free and free lighter, my favorites, Walkie.
Okay. I can do that.
All right, let's get to the Pirates. And one guy who's really impressed me this year and is just flat out fun to watch is JT Brubaker. Has he surprised you, or did you have an inkling that this guy was going to be good this season?
Surprised, too, because I didn't think he would be as good as he's been, as consistent as he's been. I thought we'd see, you know, some flashes of what he's capable of doing, but he's just gone out there. I think his worst start so far has been like five innings, gave up two runs, I think, something like that. He has really, taken the bull by the horns and been very impressive. I love the command that he has shown. That's the key for these young. They have consistency where they're wanting to throw the ball. They all have good arms. They wouldn't get up here. So once they get the consistency of command, now they can start pitching. And that's what he does all the time. And any minor leaguer, coming up through the minor leagues, say you're 19, 20 years old. Watch Brubaker's games, and that's, you see the way he handles himself out there. He shows some emotion, but he'll turn the page right away. He doesn't get carried away with it. But he's not all stone face either, which I like. And then the fact that, he can throw the ball where he wants to. A lot of young guys don't realize that until they've been here a couple of years. It's like, oh, I'm not going to stay long unless I can command this great stuff that I have. His stuff's not great, but it's pretty darn good. I mean, he throws, probably average fastball around 93. There's nothing wrong with that at all, but he's got all the pitches, got the control. He's got the smarts. He knows what it's about out there. And that's kind of what it's about right now. You look at our record, it's nothing to stare at very long. It's not very pretty, but you're trying to find that are going to be part of the answer. In the next two or three years, and Brubaker certainly has shown that he's one of those guys.
Bob, what does your scorecard look like? How do you keep track of all these players coming and going? I don't know that I can remember a week. Like, it seems like we're five moves yesterday, six the day before, three today. How tough is that?
Yeah,
how tough is that for you, but for a manager, too, to manage that?
Yeah, it is. I don't have a problem with it. I got Joe and Brownie to, they take care of all that stuff. I show up about an hour and a half for the game, and I say, okay, who's new today? And they tell me everything that's happened, and we go from there. I mean, that's actually how it happens. you know, I just go in there and those guys, they'll take care of me. They'll tell me, well, this happened. And it's every day. It's every day been something. And, you know, some of it has been some guys have had some poor performance, not earned to stay. And we've had to deal with injuries. So, when you're a little thin on paper anyway, and then you have some injuries, it really affects you a lot. You know, Hayes was supposed to be our best player. And, you know, I still believe that, you know, he's outstanding. He's going to have he'll be an all-star player for us. But we haven't had him in a lineup all year, essentially. You know, little things like that have also hurt the win-loss column. We don't have all of our tools all the time. And, you know, when we don't have a huge toolbox to begin with, that sets us back.
Bob Walk on the Hall and Capitas Fan Hotline. Time is 1:06, brought to you by WeatherSeal. Get a new roof for just $1 down with 7 years zero interest. WeatherSeal Home Services. So, Bob, we're almost a quarter of the way through this season. Derek Shelton went through last season, strange as it was. And I'm wondering, now we have a decent sample size at least, how you would describe his personality, his managerial style, maybe some things that you're seeing that sort of define him as a manager?
Well, from the few times I've been able to, you know, talk to him off the record, you know, we've had some discussions with him on, you know, group telephone calls and stuff. He really gets exactly what this is all about. He knows, he knows what's going on. He knows what this is, you know, a rebuilding. Although, you know, I mean, one of the things he told me, he goes, I like to use the word, we're trying to put down a foundation so we could, you know, go forward. And I, when I heard him say that, I'm like, okay, we're starting out with the foundation. And I think back to, you know, the 1986, when Leland was first year, young guy, first time managing. It turned out to be a guy that all the players absolutely loved. I kind of see that about Shelton. As far as, you know, why does he do some things during the game and not, you know, we haven't really been able to get into that stuff because of what the situation is with the COVID and all that. It looks like that's maybe finally starting to break loose and we could get some of those, you know, off the record conversations, you know, maybe over a beer at the hotel bar, kind of, you know, stuff like that, where you used to really get a feel for somebody and could ask, you know, questions without them being, you know, have to be on the record, and guys could be a little more unguarded and you'd really know exactly, you know, what they think. And that's what I'm missing right now. Not only with him, but, you know, players also. So it's a little difficult for me to say, okay, this is what I think this guy is. Watching him during the games, watching the moves, you know, I would love to ask sometimes, you know, why did you go get this guy that early or this or that? And I just, you know, you don't really, when some things are told to me, I would say, oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think, you know, when you put it that way, yeah, that was, I understand now why you did it that way. There's a lot of stuff down there that we can't even begin to know. You know, who's feeling 100%, who's not feeling 100%, who can barely walk, who can't, whose arm's hurting them, but they're taking the ball anyway and going out there. So, you know, if we get four or five innings out of him, that's great. I don't care how he's pitching, I'm going to get him out of there. There's those scenarios that go on, and we're sitting up there, why are you taking him out? He's pitching great. I mean, we don't know everything. And at this point, there's no way to know anything, so it's hard to make any kind of judgment calls. But right now, what I've seen, I mean, I like a lot. I like his character, his personality. I like having the few discussions I've had with him. You know, he's a guy that I can't wait to spend more time with.
Bob, you got a couple pitchers going tomorrow and Sunday. Anderson, who has been just terrific, I think. And obviously Keller coming off another rough start. What do you see from each of those guys? Why has Anderson been so good, and why has Keller been so confounding?
Well, Anderson, you know, he's been around for quite a while. He knows how to pitch. He had to figure it out really early in his career pitching in Colorado, of how to, you know, take some of the sting out of the bat, because it doesn't take much to really hurt you there. You also had to learn not to let things bother him, whether it's, you know, a miscue on defense or, you know, a couple of cheap base hits. You know, he doesn't care. He just goes right back out there. He's got a nice mentality about how to pitch. I think he's been a very good example to some of the younger guys. Perhaps even, you know, Brubaker was kind of watching him early on, because it's almost like he's kind of patterned himself over Anderson, or, you know, of how he goes about it and how he reacts to things and doesn't let stuff bother him and really worries more on where the ball is going than what the radar gun says or anything like that. So I love Anderson. It's too bad we're in the situation we're in. I wish we were a better team, but we're, you know, you're thinking, okay, he's going to, you know, be part of a run to maybe get into the playoffs this year. Whereas, you know, he's probably going to go on the trading deadline or trading block here when the deadline comes up, and especially if he keeps pitching the way he is right now. But then maybe he can help us in that regard. You know, maybe we can really, you know, get a top line prospect, or, you know, at least somebody that's maybe, you know, maybe not ready to go in AAA, but somebody down there a little bit who's got a very high ceiling. That's the kind of guys we're trying to get. But, you know, if Anderson keeps pitching well, that's what he's going to turn into. He's going to turn into a very good prospect. You know, as far as Keller, I really don't know what to think about that. I had a long talk with Dan Zangarelli after the game the other day on the postgame show, and I'm not real sure right now exactly, you know, where he is and what kind of pitcher he's trying to be. You know, originally, and I think everybody thought, okay, this guy, he's going to be a power guy. He's going to pull. But it turned out he just didn't have Cole's command. He can't throw the ball really for strikes or hit spots like Cole could. And, you know, and then there's been a couple of times where he's pitched well, and it's like, well, his curveball is real good, his slider's real good. So then now maybe he's going to be more, you know, kind of like Brubaker, you know, use all of his pitches, move them. Consistency with that. So I don't know what to really think of him right now. You know, I know that as long as he's giving you a good game every other start, you got to keep pushing him out there and hope he can find that consistency and figure out himself, you know, what kind of pitcher he is.
Bob, we appreciate the time. We'll let you get back to work outdoors there and look forward to this series.
Hey, it's a beautiful day out here, that's for sure.
See you, Walkie.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.